What is going on, everybody? I'm Jerry. This is The Bank Job. Let's get it started. Hello. Good morning. How is everyone doing today? I'm sorry in advance for not making the past few shows the past few days. I have not been home. In order to do this, and I need to be home and in front of a laptop, and I'm not going to do it on the road. That's just not me. But thank you for sticking with me as we continue to talk more about basketball. If you didn't see yet, there's a weekend show posted. Definitely check that out. That gives a whole different feel on how we do things at the timeout, not just stats, but we actually break things down, and we talk a little bit of basketball, me and a couple of buddies getting together, and we talk for you guys to be able to listen, join the conversation. I put it up yesterday, so check it out. Let me know what you think of it. For now, today is, I think, the 13th? I don't know. Whatever. We're going to talk about Tuesday's games last night, I believe the 12th. Last night started out with, actually, no, that was the 13th. Yesterday was the 13th. Today's the 14th. So we're going to talk about last night's games. Last night, Memphis played Cleveland. And in that weekend show, we predicted that Memphis playing both the top teams in each conference would be the highlight of the week for us. But to start things out, we're just going to go straight into what happened this past weekend with Memphis, seeing as they played the Golden State Warriors. I was not able to recap that, so we're going to talk about that a little bit now. So what happened in that game? Nothing good for Golden State. I have no idea what happened. That was a terrible, terrible outing. I don't know what happened to them. They just couldn't put the ball in the basket. It just seemed like that was the plain, simple answer to all of their questions. They couldn't put the ball into the basket. They only had three people scoring double figures. Usually that's all I need because I get like 20 points from every one of them, 20 to 30 points from each one of them. At least one guy goes for 35. That night, not the case. And I know that there may be some fans out there who are like, but Zaza Pachulia didn't play last night. Well, here's the thing. Zaza Pachulia sucks. He is not going to stop Marc Gasol. He is not going to do anything. His not being there did not do anything. Anderson Varejão is just about as useless as a piece of paper out on the court. I know he's terrible, but Zaza is not going to do much better for you. They won by 21 points, not by 5. And that's pretty much what Zaza would have done for you. KD played well, 21 points, 7 rebounds, got 2 blocks and a steal in there. Steph able to throw in 17 points, 8 rebounds. From your point guard, that's pretty good. But when he is the highest rebounder on your team, there's an issue. Draymond Green, 7 points. What's happening there? Klay Thompson, 8 points. Both these guys played 26 and 31 minutes, respectively. Klay Thompson had what, 60 points in 29 minutes a few weeks ago? It's just the ball wouldn't go in the basket. That's as simple as it is. Memphis played pretty well. They were able to score a little bit. They had so many players in double figures, I think, seven players in double figures. Jermichael Green had a double-double, 14 and 10. Marc Gasol, 19 and 8. And then throwing in 6 assists in there, got 2 blocks and a steal, getting his hand everywhere on the court. He played very, very well. It was encouraging to see them be able to pull out a good victory despite the injuries that they've been facing this season. They really need some good momentum, so I'm happy that it finally came. And they played very well. So final score of that one was 89-110. So now moving forward to today, the Grizzlies were to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they did last night, but with no Marc Gasol. So Z-Bo got the start. This is not the matchup that we were all thinking of was going to happen. Definitely not one that I was too excited about after I found out that Marc Gasol was not playing. Z-Bo played very well, 18 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, doing work. Marc Gasol had the night off for rest. So if you don't really have much going for you offensively and you take your best weapon away, it's not generally going to turn into good results. Last night, Kyrie sat out for Cleveland as well, but the thing is they still have LeBron James and they also have Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, who is extremely streaky, but when he's hot, he's hot. And last night was one of those times. LeBron 23 points. J.R. Smith, 23 points. LeBron also got 3 steals, 8 assists. Kevin Love, 29 points, 13 rebounds, got 3 assists and 2 steals. Combined, they got 7 steals in this game. 7. The whole team had 8. So they're playing just fine with the 3 of them. Last night was more of an exhibition game. Memphis, I'm sure, knew that they were going to lose going into this one. Marcus Gasol putting up a great MVP-like season, and without him, they did not stand a chance against the reigning champions. The final score of this one, 86-103, Cleveland. The next game of the night, Orlando Magic playing the Atlanta Hawks. You know how I always say how overrated the Atlanta Hawks are? The thing is, I'm right about that. And I don't care who says I'm wrong. I'm right because they lost by 11 points to the Orlando Magic. And they are the worst team in the world. Last night, Serge Ibaka, 29 points, playing crazy good. Eldridge Payton, 26 points, 14 boards, playing super good as well. Jody Meeks, 20 points off the bench. 23 points for Evan Fournier. They just had so many 20-point people that it was way beyond enough that they needed to get done to overcome the Atlanta Hawks. Dwight Howard was the high scorer for Atlanta, 20 points, 16 rebounds, doing what he's supposed to do out there. Paul Millsap being effective, 17 points, 9 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Cephalosha, 17 points, 2 steals, and a block as well. Schroeder, 19 points and 13 assists with a huge throwdown over Serge Ibaka. If you want to go check that one out, I recommend it. Very good highlight from that game. Didn't ultimately show what the outcome would be, as this team, overrated as they are, loses 131-121 Orlando. The next game, Minnesota Timberwolves versus the Chicago Bulls. Chicago was up early. By the second quarter, they were up by 21 points, absolutely putting it away to make this a no-contest game. But they forgot that they had another half to play. And the young Timberwolves closed out the half, I think, on a 22-point run. They just absolutely destroyed to close the half, and they kept that momentum going all through the second half. It was not close. It was kind of close, but if you separated those two halves, like, this was so dominated by Minnesota. It was insane. It just made Chicago look very, very old. And, they didn't have it together. And last night, they didn't. The final score, 99-94, Minnesota. 23 points from Andrew Wiggins, 9 boards from him. Karl-Anthony Towns didn't have the greatest game. He had 16 points, 12 boards. Zach LaVine, 24 points. Another guy who's like, is he good? Is he not good? I'm not sure yet. I'm still trying to figure that out. Jiang got 16 points, 7 boards. They had a whole lot of support from all over the place last night. Chicago, not quite the same. D-Wade getting tossed from the game with like 30 seconds left, arguing about a foul call. He knew he was going to get tossed, walked immediately out, blowing up at some of the refs along the way. Not enough from their team to be able to get it done last night. 27 from Jimmy Butler, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, got a block. Dude's doing everything that he can to win this game. It's not on him that they lost. It's on the collective team effort of the second half, just not getting it done, not closing out when they should have. They really need to just keep on pedaling all the way down to the last second, and they just forgot last night. Not much else you can say. 99-94, Minnesota. The next game, Golden State Warriors are playing the New Orleans Pelicans. The Pelicans, a team that I'm always rooting for because I want to see Anthony Davis just do work down there. And last night, he was definitely able to, as he does usually. He had 5 blocks last night. 5 blocks. 28 points, 8 rebounds. Just doing his job down there. Not letting anybody get in the paint without seeing him first. But the thing was, he didn't have anybody else help him. He had Galloway. Galloway did have 20 points offensively. He had 3 steals as well on the defensive end. They made it close. They made it very close. Other than that effort, though, not a whole lot going. Jrue Holiday did pretty much nothing, it felt like, on the stat sheet. In the game, he was very effective as he had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and he threw in 10 points there as well. But they just need him to be more of an offensive weapon in the scoring aspect of things. It seems like we're all focused on getting like triple-doubles this year. The whole league is, that is. But we just need, as someone who's rooting for the Pelicans to just get a good stride going, just to watch some good games, I'd really like to see Jrue Holiday scoring the ball more. He's doing very effective work assisting and making sure that everybody does their part and has their share of the basketball. But the thing is, he's got to score as well. He's one of the best offensive threats that they have, so he needs to do what he can to help them win games. Last night, they did not have enough. The final score, 113-109, Golden State. Steph Curry putting up 30 points. KD putting up 27. Klay Thompson got 17. Draymond Green with a triple-double last night, 12, 12, and 10, adding 4 steals and 2 blocks in there. Oh, so close to a 5-by-5. Very, very good chance for him. There was a good effort all over the starting five last night, and that was most definitely enough to get the job done. Once again, 113-109 Golden State. The next game, overtime thriller between the New York Knicks and the Phoenix Suns. Some guy with the last name of Chris giving Kristaps Porzingis a massively hard time for reasons that it is unaware to me. But Porzingis definitely stuck it to him. 34 points last night, 8 boards, got 3 steals and 3 blocks. Courtney Lee playing a good help role, 14 points. D. Rose only played 10 minutes last night, 2 points. Yeah, he's a superstar. Carmelo Anthony, another so-called superstar, 13 points last night, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. The only one from that draft class still really doing anything is LeBron. Not much you can do. O'Quinn got 22 points, 14 boards, really helping out their effort last night, but ultimately not enough against these young Phoenix Suns. Young, it's such a mixture of young and veteran players. It's very interesting. But last night, everybody had a share. Eric Bledsoe leading the way, 31 points last night, 8 assists, also adding 6 rebounds. Tyson Chandler, 13 points, but that's not it. 23 boards last night. 23 boards from Tyson Chandler, just showing the young blood how it's done. Chris, that guy that I was saying, I don't know who he is. 14 points, 12 rebounds. Not exactly Kristaps Porzingis numbers, but, you know, anything to fight in the NBA, I guess. Brandon Knight also off the bench, adding 14 points. Not a bad effort at all from Phoenix, really spreading the floor well and sharing the ball. It was a very good game to watch. Final score this one, 111-113, Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder played the next game and the last game of the night against the Portland Trailblazers. Portland most definitely made sure of a solid victory against this team. I have not seen Russell Westbrook this frustrated so far this season. He was throwing balls down the court. He, at one point, Damian Lillard was trying to get the ball to just throw back to the inbounder, and on the ground, Russell Westbrook just kicks the ball away intentionally, just frustrated, and they got in a couple little scuffles here and there. Westbrook not having his best game, but I think he's just sick of having to do all the work, and I don't blame him. 20 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists for him last night. No triple-double, but I mean, that's okay. He doesn't have to have one every single game. I think he's still averaging one by any means. Yeah, he's still 30, 10, and 10. No problem. He's got that on lock. But the thing is, he's got nobody else on his team, as we know, and they did not help him last night. Portland was able to put up 17 points from Lillard, 18 points from Mason Plumlee. I don't know if it's Mason or Miles. I really don't care. Mo Harkless, another 15 points. CJ McCollum, 15 points as well. Evan Turner off the bench, throwing in 14. Just an overall great spreading of the floor, good sharing the ball. Everybody's getting their share last night. Final score, 95-114. There was no chance that OKC was winning this game with a frustrated Russell Westbrook. Usually, when he gets mad, he just does work, but last night just seemed like he was frustrated, and that did not help anyone. Tonight, there are 10 games. 10 games tonight. If you want to see the Raptors win, you should watch them play the 76ers. Or, I mean, they can rest all their players and still win against the 76ers. That seems like a more even matchup. If you'd like to see a couple of games between two evenly matched point guards, I most definitely suggest that you watch Charlotte play the Wizards. Kemba Walker versus John Wall. Good matchup there, I actually think. I think the Wizards are going to get it way more together this season. the start has not been a reflection of what potential this team has. Later on is another game, Cleveland playing Memphis for the second night in a row. The thing is, Cleveland is not playing with any of their starters, I believe. Kyrie's sitting, Kevin Love's sitting, and LeBron is sitting. They're not traveling to Memphis for this game, so don't get excited about that. If you're going to watch any game tonight, I think Boston versus the San Antonio Spurs is going to be the best matchup of the night. So stay up late for that one. It should be a good matchup. That's at 9:30. Watch that one. If you like what you hear, please subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a rate or a comment. Anything helps to get the name out there and to get more people to listen. Also, if you have any questions or concerns or you think I'm dumb, just send me a message on Twitter, you know, at TheBankJob1991. I'm probably not going to reply or look at it at all, but I mean, you can try. So that's it for me. I'm Jerry at The Bank Job, and you guys have a beautiful afternoon.